This show was first broadcast on Free FM 89.0, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access radio station. For more information on our station and our wide range of programs, visit freefm.org.nz.
And I believe with all of my heart that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency of today. I 100% believe it. Why I believe that is because I know how it feels when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat.
I'm Oliver Gray, and this is A Sonic Youth, your weekly half-hour guide into the great expanse of modern indie and alt-rock, with classic albums, new releases, and unearthed gems. This week, what was going to be the episode 250 special, before it was put on hold due to last episode's Courtney Barnett interview. So we go again this week, with a collection of storytelling protest songs, because love songs are great, but some artists choose to do a bit more with their platforms.
Not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nubs. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on report from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still lifes of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Keyes, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Welcome to episode 251 of A Sonic Youth. This week we're looking at protest songs, and opening up was Gil Scott-Heron's 1971 track, The Revolution Will Not Be Televised. That track, a call to arms and a recognition that freedom is not a spectator sport, is arguably one of the first hip-hop songs released. Certainly with its funky beats and powerful spoken word lyric style, it's a strong sonic forerunner, especially to the West Coast G-Funk that came to prominence in the late 80s. It's also an example of a protest song that does not have one especially direct message. It is instead a general call to action and a general statement of dissatisfaction. The same can be said of some other great protest songs, like Dylan's Blowing in the Wind, Neil Young's Ohio, or Fortunate Son. So today we'll look at some more protest songs, particularly those with a strong focus on protests through the form of storytelling. We start with MJ Lindemann, While Enderman's music often features observations of society, it's generally more introspective, certainly compared to that of some of his biggest influences in Neil Young and the Drive-By Truckers. However, I found an incredible unreleased Lenderman track named Norman Morrison. Well, it's not entirely unreleased. At some point it was available on streaming services on a collection of early Lenderman tracks around 2018, but is now long gone. I found the song on YouTube, released by an unofficial channel. I don't know why it was never properly released, because it's one of the most beautiful songs I've ever heard. It's about Norman Morrison. He was born in 1933 in Pennsylvania, by all means living a pretty normal life. In college, he gained interest in the Religious Society of Friends movement, also known as Quakers, a Christian-based religious movement espousing a focus on peace, honesty, and equality. This informed Morrison's pacifism and strong objection to the US involvement in the Vietnam War. A reminder here that modern estimates predict between 200,000 to 400,000 civilians died from US and Allied combat operations over the 20 years of American involvement. In 1965, Morrison and his infant daughter Emily travelled to the Pentagon, whereupon Morrison handed off or set down his daughter and committed suicide by self-immolation outside the office of Robert McNamara. Of course, this is not the first example of such an extreme act. Famously, Vietnamese monk Thich Quang Duc had done the same 2 years earlier, producing one of history's most infamous photographs. This is often the only well-known example of such an act, and many may often put it down to religious extremism on the part of one man. The fact of the matter is, Morrison, a white Christian American, did the same, as did a total of at least 50 others in protest of the Vietnam War. MJ Lenderman, telling the story of Morrison's self-immolation, does not dwell on reasons why. Instead, he simply tells the story of what happened before drawing parallels between the innocence of Morrison's young daughter and the soldiers and civilians in Vietnam.
Young enough not to ask for reasons why, but old enough to kill or to die. Did you hear about the man with the baby in his hands? He set himself on fire today. Yeah, I forgot his name, but he probably was insane to do something so crazy like that. As long as you didn't hear the sound when they burned it to the ground, a million miles away from your
You're listening to A Sonic Youth, and that was MJ Lindemann with the incredible unreleased track Norman Morrison. We now enter, inevitably, the drive-by truckers suite. These kinds of politics-tinged story songs are what the truckers do best, and it's a large part of why they're my favourite band. We start with a track from the 2008 record Brighter Than Creation's Dark, called That Man I Shot. Patterson was inspired to write this song after a backstage visit and hearing a personal story of a soldier who fought in Iraq. Patterson admits that he probably doesn't share much of his worldview with the narrator in the song, but he nonetheless tried to be true to what he said and how he said it. Patterson further says, quote, "You don't have to agree with someone to respect them, and that seemed to run both ways with us. As a writer, it's not my job to agree or disagree, and certainly not to judge. It is my job to be true to the character's voice as humanly possible, and to tell the story accordingly." The song details a soldier's struggle with PTSD after returning home from war. That man he shot, as detailed in the song, was trying to kill him too. He was in the game, and he was prepared to die. That the American soldier acted in self-defense and for the good of his country's military is undeniable. However, the soldier cannot extenuate the guilt, and he finds himself up at night thinking of the life and the dreams of the man he shot. It's also one of the great drive-by truckers tracks sonically, making full use of their iconic powerhouse guitar sound, as if to illustrate the raging dissonance in the narrator's thoughts.
We'll be right back.
251 of a Sonic Youth, and that was the Drive-By Truckers with That Man I Shot. Our next Truckers song comes from 2016's American band. The Truckers had always been political, but it usually hid behind the thin veil of character studies and a more general social commentary on the South. On American band, they made their liberal positions clear, something that alienated a group of so-called fans. A song like Guns of Umpqua is a good fit for this episode. It tackles school shootings, not in the manner of an explicit social commentary, but by telling the tragic story through the eyes of someone who is about to become a victim. Another good fit, and one of the best Drive-By Truckers songs musically, is Raymond Cassiano. It's a commentary on the US gun culture and the hidden history of one-time National Rifle Association leader Harlan Carter. Carter, as a teenager, murdered 15-year-old Mexican Raymond Cassiano. Carter was questioning him about the theft of his family's car, and when, apparently, Cassiano brandished a pocket knife, Carter's response was to fatally shoot him with a shotgun. His murder conviction? It was overturned, because he was found to be acting in self-defense. Drive-By Truckers and Raymond Cassiano. We close today's show with another tragic story from the US involvement in the Middle East. Jason Isbell wrote the song Dress Blues for his high school friend Matthew Connolly. Connolly was the quarterback and had married his high school sweetheart shortly before being shipped out to Iraq. At 21 years of age, and weeks before he was due to return home to his pregnant wife, he was killed when his Humvee ran over an IED. Again, Isbell doesn't dwell for too long on the overarching political commentary. Instead, he tells the story of the people directly impacted, moving between the hypothetical scenes of Connolly's reunion with his family and friends and the reality of his family and friends meeting at his funeral. It's one of many examples of why Isbell is quite possibly the greatest songwriter active right now. Country star Zac Brown did a cover of this song, which was really successful, but I think it's pretty awful compared to the original, especially this live version from Isbell's brilliant 2012 album Live from Alabama. This is Dress Blues.
What can you see from your window? I can't see anything from mine. Flags on the side of the highway and scripture on grocery store sign. Maybe 18 was too early, maybe 30 or 40 is too. You get your chance to make peace with a man before he sent down his angels for you. And mamas and grandmamas love you, 'cause that's all they know how to do. But you never planned on the bombs in the sand or sleeping in your dress blue. Came back home in a week. You turned 22, we'd all celebrate you in a bar or a tent by the creek. And your baby would just about be here, and your very last tour would be up. You won't be back there all dressing in black and drinking sweet tea and styrofoam cups. And mamas and grandmamas love you. American boys hate to lose. But you never planned on the bombs in the sand or sleeping in your dress blue.
Thanks for listening to A Sonic Youth. This show is made with support from Free FM, Hamilton's access media station, and New Zealand On Air. For more of the greatest indie and alt rock, check out the back catalogue and future shows on Apple Podcasts and freefm.org.nz. And give me a follow on Facebook and Insta at A Sonic Youth Podcast. Remember to support the artists you love, and I'll see you next week.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.